Nolte, Watch Chuck. Admit he's suppressing news. By John Nolte on October 14, 2019. The public unraveling of Chuck the presidential races over Todd continued last week when the Meet the Press moderator bragged about suppressing news. This was actually the second time last week that proved President Trump has thoroughly broken Chuck Todd. Has undone the poor guy to a point where he keeps publicly humiliating himself with bizarre behavior. The first time occurred when Todd's face melted over Trump calling on China and Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden. Although the Hillary Clinton campaign and Democratic National Committee paid a foreigner to pay other foreigners to investigate the Trump campaign, the Steele dossier, although four Democrat senators actually did threaten to withhold U.S. aid if Ukraine refused to dig up dirt on Trump, all of a sudden Chuck Todd doesn't like the idea of foreigners investigating Americans. And to prove it, he figuratively ripped off his clothes, lit his hair on fire, and ran screaming around the room about the death of democracy. I don't say this lightly. Let's be frank, a national nightmare is upon us. The basic rules of our democracy are under attack from the president. We begin tonight with a series of admissions by the president that all but ensure his impeachment in the House of Representatives. It's a moment of truth for Republicans, and they have been largely silent on what we have seen from the president. Today, he publicly called on two foreign governments to interfere in the presidential election by investigating his chief 2020 political rival. This is arguably a national emergency. The Founding Fathers would consider it a national emergency if the president publicly lobbied multiple foreign governments to interfere in the next election. You can pile every Betty Davis movie on top of every Joan Crawford movie and not come up with that much melodrama. But just when you thought Todd could not lose any more of his composure, he then goes on the air to brag about how he has decided to suppress the news, how he has decided to hide news from his viewers, as though such a thing is a virtue. Watch the whole smug thing, it's unbelievable. Watch, the president held a campaign rally last night and attacked Hunter Biden. We cannot in good conscience show it to you at Chuck Todd. Politics ain't beanbag, but it isn't supposed to be this either. We all need to play a role in not rewarding this kind of politics. pic.twitter.com/erpk4sj0v. Meet the Press, at Meet the Press, October 11, 2019. So we are going further than we've ever gone before to say we aren't going to play the sound, Todd smugly confesses, adding, is that not the biggest load of bullshit ever, and I do mean ever. So all of a sudden, if you are only a businessman who flew around the world on the vice president's airplane to cut sweet foreign business deals for yourself, you are an untouchable private citizen the media won't ever report on? No matter how shady the deals? No matter how much the vice president's influence was involved, you are off limits to media reporting? Really, Chuck? Really, that's the new standard, those are the new rules. That it is now off limits to report on any businessman who profits from political relationships? My God, what a liar. So what we have here is a purported newsman admitting he is hiding news from the public. And not just any news, but words spoken by the most consequential figure in the world, the President of the United States. Here's the bottom line. Chuck Todd is so insecure, he attacks the president. But he won't let us hear what he is attacking the president for. This is not the behavior of a newsman, it is the behavior of a propagandist, a corporate-funded fascist. The job of a newsman is to report the news, is to gather and disseminate the news. Certainly, Todd can choose what news he thinks is important, what news he believes is relevant, and choose not to share the news he finds irrelevant and unimportant, but that is not what he did here. Obviously, Todd believes what Trump said about the crooked Biden family is relevant. So relevant he not only chose to hide it. He perverted every known journalistic ethic and guideline to brag about what a virtuous newsman he is for hiding news. If this is what Todd admits to hiding, imagine what he doesn't admit to hiding. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.